have been a Christian apostate since 2001, so it may surprise you that I never stopped praying. In fact, even when I was most bitter and angry about the Jesus way, I continued to offer up thanks and requests for favor to my perception of the divine. I wasn't addressing the God of the Bible, of course. I consider myself well shut of him. Instead, for several years I prayed to Ostara, a pagan goddess of German extraction, and later to the Hindu god Ganesha, and sometimes to my subconscious, or to a formless entity I call the All That Is. I pray because I find it practical. I always get results. In the short term, simply articulating my worries, needs, and desired results is enormously useful. After all, if you can't state clearly what you want, you are unlikely to get it. And I also find that giving thanks in prayer is a good way to recognize the things in my life that are going well, and, for me, this leads to feelings of peace and contentment that I enjoy very much. It's a more formal way of applying the timeless advice to count one's blessings, and I have never known it to fail. So for these reasons alone, I recommend that everyone find some way to pray. I'm agnostic, of course, about how you pray. If I can pray to a god with a human body and an elephant's head and get results, I'm sure you could pray to Yoda or Cthulhu or even the Jewish sky god and also do well. Beyond the always beneficial short-term results, things get murkier. I'm convinced that I have experienced miraculous interventions in my life in response to requests made in prayer, but it's damned hard to prove these things. And I know that when I persist in prayer, when I address the same topic continually for weeks or months, I always experience positive change. This can be explained in many ways. For example, like affirmations and visualizations, prayers are certainly a good way to focus and align our conscious and unconscious powers to affect change in our lives. Or, prayer can be viewed as a practical way of getting a new point of view on some issue. Addressing a separate entity may allow us to get outside ourselves in a way that leads to useful insights. But speaking for myself, I find it just as easy to assume that there is some powerful hearer of prayer, however you style him or her, and that this hearer of prayer is eager to exercise godlike powers on my behalf. I hope I don't sound sanctimonious. For the record, I believe I qualify as a wicked heathen, and I wouldn't have it any other way. But I also believe in prayer. I may not pray to the same God as you, and you might even find my methods of prayer and my conception of the divine to be offensive and strange. I don't hold it against you. However, in the very act of praying, and in our feelings about it, we are all, I suggest, much the same. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.